The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The Morning Answer would like to know what you're thinking. Call anytime with your amazing takes. Leave us a message at 877-590-5843. That's 877-590-5843.
One of the reasons that I think that the left is so angry at President Donald Trump is because they are just simply jealous. They cannot understand how someone can be so successful and not be a crook.
It's the Morning Answer.
Thanks for joining us on your Tuesday Morning Answer. I'm Jennifer Horn.
And I'm Grant Stinchfield.
And I just have to say a couple of words here as we jump into to the hour, Grant. Yeah. I actually lost a friend over the weekend, a friend that is of significance to many of us in Southern California. His name is Milt Larson, and he was known across the world in the world of magic. He was the co-founder of the Magic Castle in Hollywood. If any of you have been lucky enough to go to the Magic Castle, it is absolutely incredible. And you have to be a member to get in, and it is just one of the most fun, special places. If you haven't gone and you have the opportunity to go, don't miss it.
Why didn't I bring my son to the Magic Castle?
We'll take him next time you're in town, for sure, with your son.
Would he like it?
Oh my gosh. Yes. And kids can only go, by the way. It's adults only. Kids can go for brunch on Saturday or Sunday. That's it. It is so much fun. They have a great restaurant. They have the bar has a ghost playing the piano. They've got magic. I mean, it's incredibly cool.
You have
cool.
to be a member?
Have to be a member. And a ton of the who's who. Like, I think right now, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he moved to New York and it's someone else. But like Neil Patrick Harris was one of the people who was like at the, you know, the face of it, because he was really big into magic. But Milt Larson was such an incredible guy. They called him Magic Milt Larson. And he died on Sunday at the age of 92. The Academy of Magical Arts shared the news that he had passed away. He was incredibly fun, sweet. He did a radio show. That's the reason I know him and got to know him, is that But the company I run with my dad, we worked with Milt on his radio show for a long time. And he founded the Magic Castle back in 1963, which is a California landmark, along with his brother, William, and William's wife, Irene. And he was president of the Magic Castle up until the day he passed away this Sunday. And he brought magic to brought magic to so many people in such a great, iconic place in California. And Milt Larson always had a smile on his face. He always had a little glimmer in his eye. And so he will be missed. And we love him and thank him for everything he did for Hollywood.
How did you know him?
Did a radio show with us. The company I run with my dad, he had a couple of radio shows that he did throughout the years. And
I would think magic would be really hard to
he
do
didn't
on do, radio.
He didn't do magic. He did a lot of old
Jen,
college.
Watch this. I know. Pick a card. You
It'd
got
be hard.
It.
It's sort of like miming on the radio. It's not. Yes. It's not the same. No, he did. He loved old time Hollywood music, old time Hollywood stories, and so he had this really cool vintage show that he would put together each week. It was awesome. So anyway, he's great. I know Josh. You're our real popular guy and our historian here. Do we have Josh's theme? Because he's running in here. He's ready to say something.
Josh Jacobs is a popular guy.
Yes. Josh Jacobs, a real popular guy, our historian here on the program. Hello, Josh.
Yeah, I was reading about Milt Larson, and he also wrote for Truth or Consequences with Bob Barker, the 18 years that Barker hosted from 1956 to 1975, and also worked with Richard Sherman, the Disney legend of the Sherman Brothers fame, and they did a couple of musicals together, including Pizzazz, which was a comedy musical, and they also had a parody record that did really well as also. So he'd multi-talented.
He was so fun. And thank you for that. He, by the way, he has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. I mean, that's how impactful he was. So,
do you know my sister's ex-boyfriend went to, was it The Price is Right? Is that what Bob Barker
Bob
did?
Barker, yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, went with Bob Barker. You had to wear the funny shirts and stuff to get on the show?
Well, you could. Yeah, that got you some attention.
He had a shirt that said the three great Bobs. Dylan Marley Barker.
That's great. Did he get on the
on
the show? That's pretty cool.
On.
All right. Well, thank you to Milt Larson and to his family. And Milt will be missed. But 92, and I don't think that he was. I think he was still doing all okay up until the end. So good for him. Two Marines were beaten by a group of teenagers. The story, not great. The Orange County Sheriff's Department searching for the attackers. This started on Friday evening near the pier when Orange County Sheriff's deputies responded to the site. The pair of Marines were treated at the scene for injuries to their knees, their hands, their abdomens, their heads, but they refused to go to the hospital. It's unclear how many people attacked the two men, but according to bystanders, they say it was somewhere between 10 and 30 people that came after these Marines. A minute-long video, which captured all of this online, started to circulate. In the video, the Marines are seen on the ground trying to shield themselves from the attack. Unbelievable. I'm sure it's because they knew who they were, right? They probably went up and just...
Were they in uniform?
I'm not sure. But the brawl ended after two individuals, a man and the woman, stepped in, got in front of the Marines, told them to stop, and chased these other two away, chased the group away. The investigation still ongoing. The attackers could face charges that include assault with a deadly weapon and or assault and battery charges. Well, and it's the Orange County Sheriff's Department, so maybe it would actually stick.
That's because it's in Orange County, so charges would be filed against these guys. I thought you were going to tell me two Marines took on 30, and the 30 were in the hospital, and the two Marines said they didn't want to go.
They were taken by surprise. But how incredible. And this is a group of teens, by the way, the people that they want to let out of juvenile hall because they're just babies and they need extra help. Give me a break.
Yeah. That's another sad story to think that they would attack them because they were Marines, too. If that's the case, that's even worse.
Yeah, for sure. We'll continue to follow the story.
Jen, I have a question for you. You're not selling your house yet, are you?
No. You know what? I'm going to hold my house as long as possible because I have a great interest rate on my house.
If you were, I have some advice. I would like everyone to pay Seller's Advantage a visit. They buy your home as is. There's no agents, no commissions. They buy it directly from you, so you don't have to worry about prepping the home, no walkthroughs, no the hassle. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course.
Everybody hates the hassle when it comes time to selling a home. Well, Seller's Advantage totally takes the hassle out of it. You close in days, not weeks or months. The process is fast. It's easy. And the selling solution is right for you. You know what the selling solution is? We buy it cash from you.
Right. And think about this. Especially if you're inheriting a house, you don't want to have to put a lot of time and money into that if you want to sell it. You just want to get rid of it. This is why sellers walk away happy. They get peace of mind. You just check out their reviews and see what other sellers have to say. And here's a really cool thing. They might even offer you a $10,000 advance for moving expenses. So before you call an agent, call Seller's Advantage. They buy your home and they do it as is. Get a free no obligation offer today. 888-421-AS-IS. 888-421-AS-IS or online at sellersadvantage.com. Grant, your favorite part.
Oh, yes. DRE number 10961658. I forgot that part. I blew my roll on that.
And I know you love it so much. I couldn't steal it from you.
I know. Sorry.
All right. As we continue, we will be joined by Jordan Henry. Jordan Henry's a parent, former candidate for city council in Glendale. And some of the stuff that the Glendale Unified School District is up to will shock you. The details as your Tuesday morning answer continues.
Canceling the cancel culture. This is The Morning Answer with Jen and Grant.
Tuesday here on The Morning Answer, I'm Jennifer Horn.
And I'm Grant Stinch.
All right, we love to talk about fighters on this program. Grant, we love to talk about parents who are fighting back to take more control or be a bigger part of their kids' education. And the Glendale Unified School District has been going... Well, they've been going a little nutty lately. And joining us right now is a friend of the program, former candidate for city council here in Glendale, one of those concerned parents. Jordan Henry joins us. Jordan, welcome back to The Morning Answer.
Hi, Jennifer. Thanks for having me. Good to hear from you.
Good to hear from you. Wish it were under better circumstances. I'm going to have you dive in and tell us what's going on within the Glendale Unified School District, because a group of parents, they've gotten together. The GUSD Parents' Voices have gotten together to fight back over things like this. This is a special needs student who was in trouble because she, and I'll use air quotes here, misgendered her teacher. Take a listen to this.
I got in trouble one time for calling this girl Kenny a girl. I said, well, she, Kenny and I used the word she when I was using my assignment because we were working together. I was also in the girls' locker room. I don't like to dress that at all, and that's not okay. Well, I got in trouble for it because I did not dress out in front of other people.
Now, Jordan, this is incredibly sad to hear.
Let's just explain what she was saying there. So she mislabeled somebody.
She, right?
Was it a teacher or a student?
It was a student.
Student. She mislabeled.
And they're friends.
Kenny and her are friends, and Kenny, I think that's the chosen name, doesn't mind that Thelma calls her a her. They're actually still friends about it. The school has injected themselves into that situation and made it a problem.
And then what was the changing in the locker room? What was that about?
There were male coaches in the locker room while girls were changing. And I've confirmed that that has happened in many other schools for many years in Glendale Unified. So that's why she's uncomfortable changing in the bathroom.
Yeah, I can imagine. Holy moly. So, Jordan, take us through a little bit of what the parents are most upset about with Glendale Unified School District.
Yeah, we've been working at this for a long time, and what we just played there happened 2 weeks ago. That was Thelma speaking at a city council meeting, not even at a school board meeting, because her mom didn't even know, you know, the proper channels of government to talk to about this school issue. So, yes, the school has a pronoun policy where, you know, they actually call it harassment if a student or a teacher does not use the quote-unquote preferred pronouns of a trans person on campus. Now, Thelma doesn't even understand the trans issue or pronouns or anything. She's a Christian, conservative, Hispanic. She's a special needs student. She has a brain injury. She's actually very intelligent. But she simply refuses to use these pronouns. And her teacher, she actually had a trans student aide because, some special needs students have, you know, one-on-one student aides. And hers was trans. And she, if you continue on that video, you can go see that video online. It got millions of views. She refused to use that person's pronouns as well. That person, I think his name was Cam, ignored her, refused to help her anymore. She's falling behind because of this pronoun issue. She has like these therapy tools that she uses to relieve her anxiety. And they took those away from her to retaliate against her for this pronoun issue. And then she started self-harming. So the school has denied all of this. They refused to investigate it. And we're beside ourselves with anger right now. And this just happened 2 weeks ago. We have been dealing with these issues for months, and this happened, you know, recently. So it's a firestorm right now in Glendale. I'm very upset.
I'm reading another article on Fox 11 that says this same student, and again, with special needs, was also allegedly asked to explain various sexual acts during a health course, and that she was asked to discuss and provide definitions of these sexual acts, despite previously asking the student be excused from such topics. The mother asked that she be excused from this. So this student is right in the center of all of it.
Yes. Yeah, and she doesn't even comprehend a lot of this stuff. It's a huge problem. So the state of California, you can opt out of, like, sex ed. You know, that's like the traditional sex ed that we all took in public schools if you were in public school. But you cannot opt out of, you know, LGBTQIA plus cultural lessons. And so her special ed teacher told her about literal sex acts between trans people And it really disturbed her and her mother, but she could not opt out of that. She was forced by the government to listen to the very explicit sex acts.
You know, and according to, and this actually got some national news as well, looking at some of the stuff they were asking her to explain. This is stuff that even adults would not probably mention in regular conversation, even probably in barroom conversation. And because she refused or because she was uncomfortable with this, according to her teacher, she was labeled as a bigot.
Correct. A bigot, homophobic, intolerant. Those are the words they gave a special needs student to her face.
You know, I'm always talking on this program about de-escalating. Normally, we talk about de-escalating when you're getting mugged in a convenience store or someone's wanting to carjack you. But from a superintendent's perspective, it seems to me like the school board and the superintendent did nothing to de-escalate what amounts to an absolute crisis inside their school system.
They threw gas on it.
They threw gas on it. Why? Who is the superintendent, and what is this person thinking?
Public schools in the state of California are funded, the majority of their funding comes from the state. They are beholden to uphold the state values and policies. That's what's happening here. They do not care about the local people. They do not care about the individuals. That's for sure. And they are simply signaling to Tony Thurman up at the State Board of Ed. And the State Board of Ed put all these policies in. And we're only touching the surface right now. The thing that got people really activated here in Glendale, and I hope the rest of the state soon, is that teachers are and schools are obligated not to tell parents if a student has a different gender identity at school. Mm-hmm. They're obligated to conceal that information. And they actively do it. They have these forms where they rate parents on a scale of 1 to 10 on how affirming they are. And if they're not affirming, they discriminate against those parents. And a lot of them are Christian. A lot of them are conservative.
Jordan Henry is with us, and we're up against a break. But, Jordan, what are parents doing? What can our listeners do to support this effort?
You got to look at your own local policies, and you've got to fight it at the local level. You got to put pressure on your school board, because it's happening in your school. Wherever you are in California, it's there. You got to throw sand in their gears, because they're up against a rock and a hard place between the state and the community. We could go to the state level, but they're not going to listen to you at all. So we really got to put pressure on local school districts to change their policies, and then also lobby for us to change the law at the state level. Eventually, we need to organize as a state to do this, as a state parents, and we're working on that. It's just going to take a while because, you know, everyone's so busy and focused on the local level. But that is what we need to do. We need to throw these people out of power. We need to reinsert ourselves, and we need to have a little civil disobedience, because that is the problem. The state is an authoritarian government raining terror upon these individuals, these children in our schools.
Where do people keep in touch with you, Jordan?
I have an Instagram, and it's Henry for Glendale, the number 4, Henry for Glendale.
Check him out. Then, Henry for Glendale on Instagram and on Twitter.
Irrational Henry on Twitter.
Very good. Jordan Henry, thanks so much for fighting and for keeping up the fight for kids here in Glendale and really across the whole region and in the state of California. We appreciate you. Thanks for being with us. Keep us posted. All right. As we continue, Dr. Sebastian Gorka will join us with his take on the new debt ceiling bill. It's being tossed around. Maybe a vote tomorrow as your Tuesday Morning Answer continues.
Breaking news and expert commentary. This is the Morning Answer with Jen and Grant.
Thanks for joining us on your Tuesday Morning Answer. All recovered from Memorial Day weekend. Hopefully you had a meaningful one. I'm Jennifer Horn.
I'm Grant Stinchfield.
And joining us right now, you know what that song means. Time to welcome in our friend, Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Give him a follow at Seb Gorka on all the social media platforms. SebastianGorka.substack.com, SebGorkaStore.com, and of course, America First every single day, 12 noon on AM 870, 8 p.m., AM 590, The Answer, and on Newsmax, a Gorka Reality Check, 4 p.m. on Sundays, West Coast time. Dr. G, we're going to have to shrink your bio. Whew.
Can you be my press secretary?
You know I've already volunteered for that position in case you get any crazy ideas.
You are good.
I expect to be front on the list in case like a governor role ever opens up for you, you know.
And you can pronounce Mnuchin, right?
Munchkin, I think Munchkin. Is how they say
it. Munchkin!
He does look like a Munchkin.
He does. But... I mean, to be fair. We're referring to Karine Jean-Pierre, who last week called Steven Mnuchin Munchkin. So, you know, there's that. Speaking of the White House, Seb, House Republicans and the Biden administration struck a deal over the weekend. Kevin McCarthy has been everywhere. He was on with Hugh Hewitt this morning. We have heard his perspective, to be sure. We've heard some angry Democrats. We've also heard people like Chip Roy on the right who are not necessarily inclined to vote for this bill. But Jim Jordan and others say that this is a good deal and that there's strong support within the conference. What do you think, Dr. G, about the debt ceiling agreement?
You know, I'm torn because I think he's right. I think Speaker MacArthur is right. There's nothing in it that you should be angry about. But we didn't get everything we want. And on top of that, we shouldn't be talking about, you know, $31 trillion of debt anyway.
Oh, so
this is the insanity. It's like, oh, yeah, I'm happy you're only cutting off one of my legs, I guess.
You know, real quick before Grant jumps in, it's the exact same thing I said this morning, Seb. When you realize the failure of government for decades in this country, the fact that this is going to be the biggest cut in deficit, the biggest deficit reducer in our history, that's ridiculously crazy. I mean, I guess it's good, but it's also really nuts that this has to be it.
Agreed. Agreed.
So, Dr. G, you know, one of the things I was listening to Chip Roy say on Fox News, which is something that I brought up last week, which, you know, this whole bill seems kind of like Washington as usual. We knew it would come spending. We knew that the government was going to be spending all kinds of money in the end. And so here we go again. And at least it's over now. We could put it behind us. But, you know, Chip Roy raised a good point that he says, all right, if we would have clawed back some of the COVID money, we'd put a pause on the 87,000 IRS agents, throw that money back into the bucket, give McCarthy and Biden a couple more months to negotiate a real deal instead of trying to hammer something out in a few days with a deadline that, you know, I don't trust Janet Yellen, so I'm not even convinced the deadline was real. Maybe it could have given us some more time, but then in the end, part of me says, all right, well, it's over. Let's just move on and fight a new topic now.
Yeah, I'm not interested in anything Chip Roy says. He's a fraud, he's a hack, he's a liar. His attitude on January 6th and President Trump, you know, quote me somebody else, Grant, who's actually not a fraud like Chip Roy. But at the end of the day, you know, another deal would have been another Washington compromise.
Now, one thing that Kevin McCarthy did make news on this morning, he said it both on Fox and Friends and with Hugh Hewitt, is he said that if Christopher Wray does not produce the document that James Comer is looking for, that he will hold him in contempt, that he is not above the law. And I'm excited. We know that Comer has been doing a lot to investigate the Biden family. They've been looking for this document from the FBI that they're told that it exists. Christopher Wray has been stonewalling. So today is the deadline to see if he'll turn in that document.
Yeah, this is a much, much bigger story. I mean, you know, seriously, this is bigger than the $31
trillion. Huge.
When we have a whistleblower, a confidential source, provide documentation that the current president was involved in a pay-to-play where literally U.S. policy was changed because he received, you know, a suitcase of cash or a wire or whatever it was. And when the Oversight Committee of Congress requests from the Federal Bureau of Investigations that document, and the head of Legislative Affairs, of course, doesn't do this without the say of Wray, says, sorry, we're not giving it to you. It means that we effectively have zero oversight, none, zero oversight of the most powerful law enforcement agency in the world. They don't care about Congress. So, no, this, you know, contempt of Congress should be the least of Christopher Wray's worries.
Do you fear that document in question may be destroyed by now?
I wouldn't put it past them. I mean, you know, this is... an agency that for 7 years has persecuted President Trump and anyone who worked for him. So the idea that, look, let's be very clear. We had a DOJ lawyer who falsified, took a CIA document that said Carter Page is a good guy, he's helping the CIA, literally got some white out, forged it and said, no, he's working for the Russians. Now, that's a felon. That guy should be in prison. That guy didn't do it by himself. I'm sorry. That lowly DOJ lawyer didn't do that by himself. He was ordered by somebody to do that. So anything is possible, Grant, anything.
This is, I think, such an important issue. The FBI, we've now called into question some of our top law enforcement in the land. And it's not necessarily the agents in all cases. Sometimes it is. But the highest levels of the FBI have become so corrupt. I've been listening to so many candidates. I think, Seb, you want to just get rid of the FBI, right? And I think Grant says the same thing. I think we can do it in other places. I'm with you. If we can realistically get rid of it, great. If we can't, the highest levels need to go. I've been really curious to listen to what DeSantis has said in the race, because I think what lost him so much support early on is when he didn't come out hard to protect President Trump, as all of these things were coming at him, Alvin Bragg and all these other things, and he kind of laughed at it. What, yep. Have you heard enough from Ron DeSantis? I mean, he seems to say, well, we need to make big changes at the FBI. All the other candidates do. But I think it's even more than that.
Yeah, look, he's going to be hobbled by his need to get reelected. This is what I tell everybody. Mm-hmm. Forget all the other issues. The reason I am supporting my former boss and voting for him is because there's only one person out of the 330 million in America who can only serve one term.
Me too.
As president. It's mm-hmm. President Trump. Everybody else can serve two terms, from Nikki Haley to DeSantis to, you know, Jabba the Hutt, Chris Christie. They can serve two terms.
And they'll all be running for re-election from the minute they get in there.
You know, day one, they will want to get re-elected. So the idea that any one of them will come in and dissolve the FBI and reform the CIA, I don't buy it, because they want to get reelected. That's why it has to be President Trump. So whatever Ron says, and by the way, I don't think he can recover from what he did the Monday after the Bragg indictments were leaked, ways. I don't know about hush money for porn star, ha ha, and I don't care about this issue. I got stuff to focus on in Florida, where, in fact, President Trump is a resident of Florida. I don't think there's any recovering from that for Ron.
Yeah, he missed the mark.
Yeah, he sure did. I tend to agree with you. We were just talking about polling numbers here in California, which President Trump is up big, which really, I think, actually is a good sign across the country. If you want to look at squishy Republicans, and the sign that when we keep being told nobody supports President Trump, and I keep looking at all the polls, and everybody seems to be supporting President Trump.
Yeah. Just to fill you in on that survey, Seb, I'm not sure if you saw it, but here in California, and, you know, we're during the primaries or during presidential years, we're an early voting state. We vote the first week of March. DeSantis was beating Trump by 8 points just in February. By May 17th, when this survey was done, Trump is up by 18 points in California.
Wow. Who did that serve? Is that somebody we trust?
That's actually the Berkeley study where I talked about with you on Friday, with the one that worried about Dianne Feinstein and whether she should go or not.
Oh, yes.
The UC Berkeley Institute of Governmental Studies, and it just came out May 17th. So DeSantis up by 8 on February 14th and Trump up by 18 May 17th. There's been a shift, definitely a shift in the party.
Send that to me and I will quote you on my show later today.
I'll send it to you right now. All right. And I will be with you tomorrow. And of course, you can listen to America First today, 12 noon on AM 870, 8 p.m. AM 590, The Answer. Check out everything at SebGorka.com and at SebGorka on all the social media platforms. Dr. G, thanks. Have a great week.
Have a good one, guys. God bless you and the listeners.
You too. Thanks, as we continue here on your Tuesday Morning Answer.
The Morning Answer with Jennifer Horn and Grant Stinchfield.
I want everybody to go home.
We don't got no home. Okay. That's why we're here.
It's The Morning Answer.
Well, hi there, folks. Welcome back. I want to talk about something that I think the entire nation should take note of. I don't know if you heard what's going on right now in Texas, but the Great Texas Insurrection is well underway. They have impeached, and when I say they, I mean Republicans who have weaponized not only the state legislature, but Democrats actually weaponized the Rhino Republicans to take out Attorney General Ken Paxton, who is one of the biggest conservative warriors this country has ever seen. Ken Paxton, the Attorney General of Texas, has sued the Biden administration over 50 times. And now what's happening? Now you've got Rhino Republicans working with Democrats to impeach Ken Paxton over old trumped up allegations that have been vetted, that have been investigated. You have some allegations. The feds have even come in and investigated, and no charges have been filed. There was an issue of four political appointees who turned against Ken Paxton. He fired them, but remember, they're political appointees. They work at the pleasure of the attorney general. He fires them. They come back, sue him for that. There's ends up being a settlement. He wants the state to pay the settlement. The state legislature says no. They end up impeaching him. Why are they impeaching Ken Paxton? Do you think it has to do with the rule of law or what's right or wrong? No. It has to do with conservative warriors and the fight against Make America Great Again conservatives. So it's no coincidence that Ken Paxton has sued the Biden administration 50 times. It's no coincidence that Ken Paxton beat, you ready for this, George P. Bush in the most recent primary. Now, who do you think the establishment wanted as attorney general? They wanted George P. Bush. George P. Bush got his butt handed to him by Ken Paxton. So now you have billionaire Democrat money funding Republicans. The Speaker of the House, by the way, is this Dade Phelan. Jen and I talked about this briefly on the program last week about how he was drunk. He was slurring his words during a proceeding. Ken Paxton calls for his resignation. Within hours, they start impeachment proceedings against Ken Paxton, of all people, when the Speaker of the House is basically running the state legislature as a drunk guy. Now, who's backing him? These are names you may or may not know, but they're interesting. Charles Butt. Do you know who Charles Butt is? Charles Butt is the grocery magnate who runs HEB. HEB grocery chain. HEB grocery chain is right now coming under fire by many conservatives because they're funding some of these drag queen shows. They're doing all kinds of gay pride events that are over the top, bringing kids in. Charles Butt's funding this, and guess what he does? He funds one of the biggest donors to the Republican Speaker of the House, who has failed to push through meaningful conservative legislation like election integrity laws that, guess what, the Attorney General Ken Paxton was pushing through in Texas. And so that money comes in. Then you got another guy named David Weekly, Weekly Holmes. He's funding a lot of these Democrats and Republicans, and their choice is George P. Bush. Now, how do they get George P. Bush if they impeach Kevin McCarthy? Here's how you do it. Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas, can appoint the attorney general. Now, it gets even sicker. The one thing I guess you got going in California is that the legislature is so overrun with Democrats, you don't have to deal with this kind of nonsense. Texas, you would think, is overrun with Republicans, but they make deals with Democrats and no real meaningful legislation gets pushed through. So you now have the lieutenant governor, Dan Patrick. That's probably a name you've heard. He's been started out as a real conservative warrior, then has somewhat faltered a little bit along the way. Now, this trial will go to the Senate in Texas. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick could be the key to all of this, okay? He could be the roadblock for the impeachment proceedings against Ken Paxton. But quietly, what does Lieutenant Governor want? He wants to be governor. Guess what the Attorney General wants? He wants to be governor. So now you have Ken Paxton being impeached. You got Dan Patrick, who's going to be leading the trial in the Senate and should be a conservative warrior standing with the attorney general. They both want to be governor. I am calling on the lieutenant governor in Texas to please hold the line and do not put your own personal political gain to try to take out Ken Paxton just so you can become governor and you're not going to have to run against him, a guy who's President Trump's favorite guy. Now, the reason I bring up all this crazy politics out of Texas is because this can happen anywhere in the country. What you think is one thing that's true going on is never actually what it seems. When I tell you in politics, things are never what they seem. We've got a Republican-controlled legislature in the state of Texas going after a true conservative warrior being funded by Democrats and Rhino Republicans making deals. It sounds worse than Washington. You know why it sounds worse than Washington? Because it is worse than Washington right now. So this trial is going to say everything. I've talked to the attorney general and his people over the last couple days in Texas. He has 15 votes. It looks like he's secured. He needs 11 in the Senate to survive. But I want you to think about what's at play here. When he has sued the Biden administration over 50 times, there is no coincidence that the ruling class of career politicians are coming for a guy like that. So when President Trump says, they're not just coming for me, they're coming for you, you better believe President Trump is spot on when it comes to that. This is the reality of the situation that we face. And it's happening even in the deep red state of Texas. I'm ashamed by my home state of Texas. I'm ashamed of it. How do they let this happen? We'll be talking about it on the Real America's Voice program tonight. You better believe that. And we'll be fighting for Ken Paxton. Podcast coming out tomorrow, folks. GrantStinchfield.com. Guess what? Could space aliens be walking among us? Yes, that is going to be the topic of my podcast tomorrow. We're going to get away from politics a little bit. A researcher from Stanford says they're already here. GrantStinchfield.com. Please go subscribe. That's going to do it for us today. We so appreciate you listening. Thanks to the crew. Thanks to all of you. We'll see you back here tomorrow morning.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.